Country Club FM. What do you think of this song? You like this?
Well, it's not typical.
It's not usually what we use, is it?
No.
How about this?
Better. Now I know. I thought we were doing news. There it is. We're ready.
Bob FM Almanac brought to you by Kurt Weers, United Country Real Estate in Annandale. I was distracted as I'm watching the British Open.
I know. I love this.
So it's good to have TVs to keep us up to date on what's going on in the world, but it also can be a bit of a distraction at times. Yeah. And of course, when we go into the almanac, all focus needs to be here.
Right.
I really should turn the TV off, but I'm not about to.
I'm going
to
lock in, though.
Today is Thursday, July 20th, 201st day of the year.
Wow.
It's like a MASH unit in the studio today.
We're in the 200.
You're doing your coughing, and I've got something now.
You want me to hit my cough button when you cough? Probably won't help.
No, but I have access. Right there. I have access to the off button,
right?
Which you didn't, and that's why I installed the cough button for you.
I'd appreciate it.
And how many times a day do you think you use that cough button? Don't wear it out.
Five.
Don't wear it out. There's a special gasket in there that if it wears out, I need to replace it.
My goal is by next week to never have to use it again.
All right. Very good. You're going to go see my witch doctor in Andover?
I am.
So you're going to commit to Wing of Bat and Eye of Newt.
Right, and the pay structure is totally different. He doesn't take cash.
No.
I got to bring some other things.
Right. So,
bobbles, bangles, and beads.
Favors. Yep. 1859, baseball game between Brooklyn and New York on this date marked the first time spectators were ever charged admission to a game. It was 50 cents.
That seems like a lot.
In 1859, that is a lot. It is a lot.
Better have been some good baseball.
I'm assuming that it was. That's very early on in baseball history, 1859.
I hope Big Sexy wasn't on the mound.
Every time I purchase tickets for the Twins, I always reminisce back to the Metrodome, especially the first year when they opened it, when they had two ticket prices, $4 and $8.
That was it.
You could sit behind home plate, first row, $8. Or sit way up in the left field corner, upper deck, if it was to the left of the left field foul pole, if you are on the fair side, also for $8. There was no tiered pricing like there was now. It's amazing how it's changed.
Wow.
8 and 4. And then they changed it where it was $4 lower left field, lower deck, and then it was $3 upper deck, general admission. Just a... We had a
little bit of a difference.
Different way of thinking about things back then.
What is that front row behind home plate now?
Well, now that's the Champions Club.
Yeah.
And I've looked at those, and those are $300-$500.
Yeah.
I do believe they come with a meal.
Yeah.
They come with a dinner. There's a buffet underneath there in that area.
Wow.
1859 is when that happened. 1881, Sioux Indian leader Sitting Bull.
Mm-hmm.
He was a fugitive since the Battle of Little Bighorn, surrendered to federal troops on this date. 1881, he surrendered in Montana. He had been on the run. No longer. He gave up. 1925, the Goodyear blimp made its debut. First ever appearance. They said, hey, we need a blimp. Great advertising. That's just a great idea.
Yeah.
And it's still around today. The old Goodyear blimp. I'd like to ride in that. That's one of my bucket list things. Ride in the Goodyear blimp. Or any blimp. It could be the MetLife blimp.
Yeah. That's picky.
It was in Cleveland. Cleveland always has a lot of the firsts.
Yeah.
First rock and roll and all this other stuff that goes on in Cleveland. They had the first Goodyear blimp sighting.
That was a baseball game?
Cleveland Indians, Washington Senators.
Nice.
Baseball game. 1937, moment of silence here today. For Guglielmo Marconi.
Oh, yes.
He died on this date, Italian inventor and physicist. He is credited. He isn't the sole inventor of radio because there were several individuals that were part of the invention of radio. Look at the pants that John Daly's wearing, my God. But Marconi was instrumental in the invention and the development of radio, won a Nobel Prize. He died on this date, 1937. A salute to Marconi here today. Your thoughts on Guglielmo Marconi?
He's a brilliant, brilliant man, and thanks to his efforts and those of others, we have jobs today.
We call him Googs. Industry, he's Googs. Sure. 1940, Billboard magazine published the first list of best-selling singles. This was your number one song this date, 1940.
I'll never smile again.
Recognize that voice?
I smile at you.
Frank Sinatra singing with the Pied Pipers along with the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra. I'll Never Smile Again, your first ever Billboard number one, 1940, on this date. Billboard.
That's why he's the chairman of the board. The Billboard, maybe. No, it's not.
Billboard compiles the stats. America's top 40 counts them down. I'm Casey Kasem. 1944, FDR nominated for an unprecedented fourth term at the Democratic Convention in Chicago.
Wow.
The whole two-term tradition didn't matter. Tough time for the country.
Yes, it was.
So they wanted to. FDR was on a roll. They just said, let's keep riding the FDR train. Let's just keep rolling. Fourth term, 1944. He, of course, would die during his fourth term.
Right.
He would be elected to that fourth term, but he would die during that fourth term.
And nobody will ever do it again.
1944, the very same date. Have you heard of Operation Valkyrie?
Yes, where they tried to take out Hitler.
Yes, it was a Tom Cruise movie.
Yeah.
Not too many years ago, an attempt by a group of German officials to assassinate Adolf Hitler failed. On this date, 1944, the bomb exploded at Hitler's headquarters. Hitler was only wounded, so they didn't plan it quite. It didn't go according to plan.
Nope.
The way that they had hoped, 1944.
And some people got shot because of it.
Yeah, they're...
They were caught.
They
were shot and sent to the Russian front.
They knew what would happen.
Right.
Even if they were successful.
Yes.
Because there were still those that were loyal to Hitler that probably would have gone after him. But that was 1944. This is pretty significant on this date, too.
It's one small step for man.
Yeah.
One giant leap for mankind.
Neil Armstrong bouncing his way down the... down the ladder, onto the moon dust.
And he spells it correctly, N-E-I-L.
He does, doesn't he? That's where all the smart people, that's how they spell Neil. Neil Armstrong, 1969. It was late in the evening on this date, 1969.
Yep.
Do you remember watching it?
I do.
You would have been 12 or something?
Not quite 9.
9?
No, I take that back. I was not, I was 11.
You were double digits. I know your age better than you do.
I was almost 11.
Yeah. How about that? Some people think it was fake.
I don't, and I'm with you. I know I've seen the shows and the conspiracies. He and Buzz were up there. I know it. Michael Collins was in the Apollo 11
but you command can make, ship. You can make that argument of why they would have faked it.
Then
they did all those other Apollos. Were those fake too?
No.
1969. 1973, sad day today, Bruce Lee died. It's been tough for that family because his son Brandon Lee also died, making the movie The Crow.
Right.
Bruce Lee died. He was having trouble with his back or something, or he was taking medication and he had a bad reaction.
Yeah.
And I guess his brain swelled up.
Yeah.
And he died. He was only 32, the great Bruce Lee. You loved him, I'm sure, in The Green Hornet. Was he not Kato?
He was Kato in the mid-60s television program.
Enter the Dragon, 1973. Oh, Vanessa Williams, 1984. She was crowned Miss America, but then out comes Penthouse.
Here she is.
Somehow, here she is, without any clothes.
Oops.
Somehow Penthouse got their hands on some photos that she had taken earlier in her life, you know, not knowing that it would ever come back to haunt her. It haunted her. Although, who knows if she would have become what she did without all the publicity that she got from this. I mean, she went on to be a big actress, and Save the Best for Last is a great song. She had quite a little bit of success there with some hit songs.
Yeah,
recording,
talented lady.
Top 40, but it was this date that Vanessa Williams was in scandal, asked to resign by pageant officials because nude photos had surfaced. She surrendered her title, took a few days, but 3 days later, she gave it up. And Miss New Jersey would become New Jersey. Get a rope. That was 1984. O.J. Simpson offered a reward of $500 $1,000 for the capture of the real killer. And it looks like that search for the real killer is a good bet. It's going to continue. It's going to resume here. He's going to be out of yep. jail, it looks like. He's got his parole hearing. And all things are pointing to him being granted parole for good behavior.
That hearing is today.
He didn't try to steal the Hobie Baker Award from anybody.
Right.
Or the Wanamaker Trophy. Or the Cleric Jug.
So, from what we understand.
Oh, that's good. Way to go, Jim. Maybe he's turned his life around.
He's like 70 years old now.
Wonder what his golf game is like.
Yeah, probably not good.
2005, we said goodbye. Scotty was beamed up to the great transport room in the sky.
I can't give you warp 9 much longer, Mr. Spock. These engines are beginning to show signs of stress.
We're losing power in the warp engines. All right, you lovelies. Hold together.
Even Scotty. Together. Montgomery Scott.
Love him.
Played by James Doohan, the actor. He died. He was 85. He and Bill Shatner didn't see eye to eye.
No, they did not in real life.
They seemed to be enemies.
Mm-hmm, that too.
Emily and Ivory. 2007, former televangelist Tammy Faye Baker died. She had a long battle with cancer, mm-hmm. and she was 65. She was with Jim Baker, the PTL mm-hmm. scandal. She would be known to cry.
She had a long battle with eye mascara.
Yeah, that was the big battle,
right?
And that's maybe where she got the cancer from. I don't know, over application of mascara. She was using a discount brand. 2007, 2012, tragedy struck in Aurora, Colorado. I remember hearing about this in the news. It was awful. People were getting ready to watch The Dark Knight Rises. Mm-hmm. People were there at the Aurora, Colorado movie theater. Everybody wanted to see the next installment of the Christian Bale Batman series, and somebody just opened fire. 12 people killed, 70 others were injured. Aurora, Colorado, 2012. And 2013, you remember this feisty lady from all those president briefings and news conferences?
You didn't answer the question on North or Poindexter. Did they deceive you? You didn't answer whether Poindexter and North deceived you.
Well, she was going after Ronald Reagan there. President
Helen,
Helen Thomas.
Presidents right.
cringed when she would raise her hand, right? Yeah. She's a tough lady. And she died on this date. She was 92, the first female member of the White House press corps. Then she led the press corps, and she was from UPI, which stands for
United Press International.
Thank you. Today's birthdays. Let's move on to birthdays. You're a big Chitty Chitty Bang Bang fan, I know.
Absolutely.
You too.
Apparently she wanted to eat the two kids. It was more sinister than you thought than a car. Truly Scrumptious. That was her name, I think. Wasn't that her character's name in the movie?
I don't know.
Truly Scrumptious. Sally Ann Howes is 87 today.
Wow.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Say how you careful how you say that.
Yes,
please.
I can.
Chitty
yeah.
Chitty Bang Bang. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There are hidden meetings. Mm-hmm. In Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, and the songs that were sung in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. You can't go wrong with Dick Van Dyke, though.
No, he was great.
He was outstanding. 87 for Sally Ann Howes. Let's go to the 65 World Series, Chavez Ravine, Game 4.
This one is hit deep to right. It is a home run, and it's 3-2.
A lot of description there.
Oliva homered 17 times in the regular season. And so the long ball represents the Twins' attack today, and it's a 3-2 game.
Nice. It was a TV game, so Ray Scott didn't have to be descriptive.
Yeah,
you don't have to
true.
Be as descriptive when you're doing TV. And that's Tony Oliva. Game 4 hits a home run. Not a lot of excitement for Ray Scott. They just let the game speak. They didn't get all hyper and excited. And, oh, my God, I don't believe what I just saw. The other thing I can't stand is... Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I'll never say, are you kidding me, during a broadcast. Everybody says that now.
Duly noted.
But Tony Pedro Oliva, one of your favorites.
My guy.
Is celebrating today. He is almost 80. He's 79.
Very cool.
79
birthday,
for Tony O. Should be in the Hall of Fame.
I think he should. He's still the only guy ever to win the batting title his first 2 years in the league.
64 and 65?
Yeah. And then again in, what, 70 or 71? 70, I guess.
And he roomed with Rod Carew, and people would ask, Tony, how much did your room hit? And he would say, about 750.
Yeah.
That's what his room hit when it was him and Carew rooming on the road. And, you know, if his knees would have been able to hold up, he probably would be in the Hall of Fame.
I think
he's a great hitter.
I think he's had 12 knee surgeries, 9 on the one knee and 3 on the other.
Happy birthday, twins great, Tony Olive, old number 6.
There's only one Eiffel Tower, one finest hour, one New York town, one Fifth Avenue.
Just saw him sing this.
Yes, you did. How was T.G. Shepherd?
I really enjoyed him. Very nice man. Quite a bit of makeup.
He wears makeup?
He had a little makeup on.
That's all right. That's just to deflect the light.
The light, sure.
It's like wearing sun glare black when you're an athlete. Yeah. It deflects the light away from your eyes.
And he still sounded real good. Real good.
The Good Shepherd. T.G. Shepherd. That is not what it stands for. It stands for nothing. T.G. Shepherd, 73. Happy birthday to him today. She's precocious. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh, yeah. That's raspy right there.
You should hear her now. If you thought that Kim Carnes was raspy during her heyday, during her prime, I watched a live video of her singing this from a couple years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She was kind of the female Rod Stewart.
Right.
Kim Carnes, 72 today. That was Betty Davis Eyes. She got her start in the new Christy Minstrels. Uh-huh. She was in that group same time as Kenny Rogers.
Okay.
Don't Fall in Love with a Dreamer.
Uh-huh.
You know, she also wrote the song The Heart Won't Lie.
Oh.
Vince Gill and Reba.
Yeah, very nice.
Kim Carnes, 72 today. 69, a little thing called Woodstock.
You got to change your evil ways, baby.
Oya Como Va. This is Evil Ways. Carlos Santana is 70. He's found a way to keep himself relevant throughout his career. He had that big hit with the Matchbox 20 guy,
yeah, Rob Thomas.
Yeah. Like in 99 or 2000 called Smooth.
Carlos can play. He can lay it down.
He is 70 today. This guy.
Just call me lonesome. Heartbroken and
nice.
Good songwriter, singer.
Out of Texas.
Foster and Lloyd, right?
Yep.
And then solo. Just Call Me Lonesome, Randy Foster. He is 58 today. Dean Winters. You probably don't recognize that name. Dean Winters. But you might recognize him from those Allstate commercials.
I'm a hot babe out jogging. I'm not making sure this stays a 10 when you drive by.
Him.
You're checking out my awesome headband when...
Oops.
That's when you find out.
He's Mayhem.
He's got a cut rate insurance is what happened with that guy. He is Mayhem. That's right. He is Mayhem. He's also been on Brooklyn Nine-Nine and some other things. Dean Winters is 53. TV theme time. I would be in the doghouse at home if I didn't mention Sandra Oh. From Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, sure.
She played Christina Chang, one of the doctors. Never got into that show.
I didn't either.
It's a matter of, I tune it in and, you know, what doctor's hooking up with what doctor now?
Right.
But it was much more than that, I'm told. It's a much deeper show.
Yeah. We didn't, I think it was one of those, you needed to go all in.
You needed to invest your time in it. So Sandra Oh, is that any relation to the Japanese home run champ?
Sadahara?
Sadahara Oh?
It could be like her grandpa.
Sandra Oh is 46. Giselle Bundchen. Another reason to not like Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Right? All he does is win Super Bowls, and he goes home to Giselle.
Marries a supermodel.
Who I believe, because of Tom Brady's success, is actually retired now.
Yeah.
From the catwalk. She doesn't need to do anything anymore. No. Just still look great. I'm sure she's not eating a lot of fatty foods.
No. Probably so not. Takes good care of herself.
37 for Giselle.
And I've had that song in my head all day. I don't know who sings it.
Tried to dabble in country music.
Yeah.
Better known as a dancer.
Yeah, very good dancer.
And was in the movies Footloose and Rock of Ages, where she danced and sang. Julianne Hough, 29.
Oh, she's still a young lady.
She's still only 29. Yep. You know, when she released that song, that was her biggest country hit, that song In My Head. There were other, she just got kind of lost in the whole pool of blondes.
Yeah.
Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
Miranda Lambert.
Kelly Pickler.
That Peg Bundy. What was her name? Not Peg Bundy, but Paula Poundstone Bundy. I can't remember what her name was. Something Bundy. King Kong Bundy.
Yeah. Gosh.
Something Bundy.
Yeah, I remember her.
Anyway, Julianne Hough.
Carol,
29. Something Bell Bundy. Wasn't it Bell?
Yeah.
Gosh, Northwestern Bell Bundy.
Northwestern. I think that was it.
Ma Bell Bundy.
Gone but not forgotten. Basketball Hall of Famer Chuck Daly. He coached the Detroit Pistons. He coached the Bad Boys. Remember that? Dennis Rodman.
They were tough.
Yeah.
John Sally, Isaiah Thomas, Bill Laimbeer. They were tough.
They won some NBA titles. He was the original Dream Team coach, which won gold medal at the Olympics in Barcelona, Spain. That year was 1992. Chuck Daly was born on this day, 1930. Actress Natalie Wood was born on this day, 1938. She was in several films, including From Here to Eternity, West Side Story. She was in. Remember her?
And how about Rebel with a Cause?
Oh, opposite.
You want to carry my books?
I got my car. You want to go with me?
James Dean? I go with the kids.
Yeah, I bet.
She was a good looker.
Too, gorgeous.
Wasn't she? Just a gorgeous lady.
And she was...
All right.
She...
You know, I bet you're a real yo-yo.
She just called James Dean a yo-yo. You're a real yo-yo, you
you're
know?
You're a real yo-yo.
That must have been rated G.
Yo-yo. Anyway, Natalie Wood, of course, she died mysteriously.
Right. Still mysterious.
In a drowning accident off Santa Catalina Island, California. Who was on the boat? It was Christopher Walken
and Robert Wagner.
Robert Wagner. And, it's an intriguing three-way situation there. So something to keep in, you know, you can read
Christopher
up on
Walken was looking for more cowbell. That's what
he was
doing.
That's
there.
Why he was on the
boat. He had a fever, and the only prescription was more cowbell. That's what he was looking
That's
for.
That's what he was looking for. Very simple. Natalie Wood was 1938. We're out of order here. Explorer Sir Edmund Hillary was born on this day, 1919. He was the first guy to reach the summit of Mount Everest. Do we still call it Mount Everest? That one had its name changed.
No, they're not changing that one changing
All right.
McKinley.
All right. Entrepreneur Mike Ilitch was born on this day, 1929. He founded the Little Caesars pizza franchises. He also owned the Detroit Tigers and the Detroit Red Wings. He just passed away within the last year or two.
We haven't gotten to the point yet where we're selling naming rights to mountains.
Oh, well, we haven't.
It's going to be Wells Fargo Mount Everest.
Right.
Or yes. Wells Fargo Mountain at Everest.
At Everest. Mike Ilitch, born on this day, 1929. And that's it.
Okay.
That's it. They're all gone, but not forgotten. Laura Bell Bundy.
Well, Laura Bell Bundy. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. I missed one. Dan Aykroyd's wife, Donna Dixon.
Oh.
I missed that she turned 60 today.
Doctor?
Doctor.
Doctor?
Doctor.
Doctor.
There she is from Spies Like Us.
Doctor?
Doctor. Doctor. Boy, did Dan Aykroyd outpun his coverage with
Donna
Dixon.
No doubt.
Apparently, he must have charmed her in Dr. Detroit because they were both in that movie, and then they appeared in other movies after. Spies Like Us is good.
Spies Like Us was great. Chevy Chase.
And she was on Bosom Buddies.
Yep. Beautiful lady.
That's it for the Almanac, brought to you by...
Kurt Weir's United Country Realty. It seems that nobody knows the country any better than Kurt Weir's at United Country Realty in Annandale. Thank you, Kurt.
Bob Morning Show wraps up after we hear from Brooks and Dunn. This is Bob FM.
When the sun goes down on my side of town, that lonesome feeling comes to my door and the whole world turns blue.
two, weighing back where I sat alone, and think of losing you. I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon.